This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Stephanie Hoffert with the Minot Economic Development Corporation.
This is the Mondak Oilfield Review, powered by buildingthebakken.com.
How's those four wheels you call dependable transportation working out for you? Not so good? Well, it's time you head on over to Sample Auto Sales in Manning and align yourself with a vehicle that can be counted on. Whether it's a car, light or heavy-duty truck, or an SUV, they'll exhaust their network of resources till you're satisfied. Begin your quest now at sampleautosales.com or dial them up at 701-573-7875. Sample Auto Sales in Manning, a dealership that flat out gets your done.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Stephanie Hoffert with the Minot Economic Development Corporation.
5 years ago, we had kind of a double storm. We had the influx of the oil field, but then we also had the flood. And so everything was needing to be built at one time. So Minot was almost in supercharge mode. I mean, everybody was just running crazy. And, you know, things have settled down now. They've gotten housing up probably a little bit past capacity right now. Infrastructure's been being put in throughout the city and various places. I mean, we had schools to rebuild and they're working on the flood plan right now. So there's, you know, some buyouts going on and some houses down in the valley that have been purchased and they're getting ready for the first phases of the flood walls and those kind of things. And as far as the oil companies, you know, we still are pretty fortunate. You know, Hess and Enbridge have been part of Minot's community, since way back in the last oil boom in the 80s. So got a strong management force here and a large workforce. But we've also, you know, we have Baker Hughes, Halliburton, FMC, you know, so we've got a few of the other larger companies as well that have some presence here. Now, we have had some layoffs in Minot, and there's been some slowdown in some of the job areas. But, you know, for the most part, a lot of people haven't lost their jobs. They've just, you know, come to a fact that they're not getting 20 or 30 hours of overtime a week like they were before.
To listen to the full-length interview with Stephanie Hoffert or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank its local sponsors, as well as Sample Auto Sales in Manning, North Dakota. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com and Building the Bakken. Listen to exclusive interviews and read original stories at buildingthebakken.com. From the staff of the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies. Be safe and keep it turning to the right.